It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Last night, Governor Rick Snyder gave his fourth State of the State address. In a speech covering a wide range of topics, he spent a lot of time focusing on his accomplishments and gave a broad overview of what he hopes to accomplish this year. Joining us to take a closer look are Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Michigan Radio's co-host of It's Just Politics, Zoe Clark. Ken, Zoe, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be with you again.
Hi, Jen. Good to be here.
So I want to start with the governor's call for more funding for early education.
So when you find my budget message coming to you this next month, you're going to find a recommendation for an additional $65 million investment, and we're going to make it a no-wait state for early childhood education in the state of Michigan.
Zoe, in addition to this call for additional funding for early ed, Governor Snyder also pushed back against critics who say funding for education as a whole is down under his administration. This is going to be a major talking point in the upcoming election, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jen. I mean, you really hit on it. Particularly education funding is something that Democrats, progressives have really pushed back on Snyder about initial cuts. And so he is going to put that up front and center saying, hey, now that the economy is turning around, we are ready to put more money into education.
This is a place where his proposals could potentially impact a lot of people. More preschool for low-income kids, a very rigorous teacher evaluation program, a pilot program for year-round school. The issue of education and what he's proposed has the potential of impacting a lot of people in this state.
Zoe, we know that the governor has been pushing for transportation funding. He hasn't been able to get traction. Is this the year the state will finally invest some money into roads?
This governor has been pushing every year. He wants an additional funding for infrastructure, transportation. I remember in 2011, he pushed for this, an increase in the gas tax. It's going to be interesting to see if he comes up with any new proposals for how to fund it. He continues to talk about how we need to do it, but there don't seem to be any proposals that both Democrats and Republicans can agree on.
This relates to the issue of tax relief. The biggest issue at the Capitol right now is what to do with this extra revenue, and Republicans are pushing for tax cuts or tax relief, and the governor last night basically said, let's slow down this stampede because we have some other needs, and one of those is roads. So the issue of more money for roads is going to have an impact on what is really the biggest issue at the Capitol right now, and that is what to do with the extra revenue.
Yeah, the governor did sort of dampen expectations for the budget surplus, but he mentioned some relief perhaps for low and middle income families.
Well, that's right. He basically said, hey, I'm all for tax relief too, but let's remit. He put some parameters around it. He said, we also have some long-term needs in terms of long-term liabilities, and we have some present needs in terms of roads and transportation. And I really think the biggest dynamic or the most interesting dynamic at the Capitol in the weeks ahead will be the extent of this tax relief and what some of the other needs are that he wants to use some of the extra money for.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with Ken. And let's remember, though, here that this is a governor who doesn't look at budgets in one-year cycles or two-year cycles. This is a governor, a CPA. He likes to look at the economic future in five-year terms, 10-year terms, 20-year terms. So that's going to play into all of this about whether we're going to see some tax relief or whether it's going to be put into the rainy day fund or indeed towards, you know, transportation.
I want to get both of your opinions of this. Was this a reelection speech? As we know, Governor Snyder still hasn't announced that he plans to run for reelection. But your thoughts, Ken, was this a good setup in an election year?
Well, it was a good setup. I think any governor who gives a state of the state in a reelection year, that speech is going to be in part a reelection speech. And what the governor needed to do is basically set the stage for arguing that the state has improved under his tenure. And to that extent, he began the reelection campaign with that speech.
And Zoe, in addition to the governor's state of the state, what about the Democratic response? We also had an opening salvo from them.
We did. In fact, we heard from many Democrats in particular. We heard from House Minority Leader Tim Grimmel. Look, and like we talked about from this surplus, there's going to be issues about the pension tax, the EITC, homestead property tax. They're going to be wanting to use this surplus for more education funding. So these are the narratives that we're going to see between now and November when the election takes place.
Zoe Clark is co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. And Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Zoe, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.